is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other. Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu and Pines Garden and Market, promoting Field Day Fest, a farm-to-table dining experience featuring Chef Vaughn Good of Fox and Pearl at Caw Valley Field Day, October 11th. Tickets and details at cawvalleyfieldday.com. The Chamber Orchestra of Europe, led by Claudio Abbado, beginning things for us with a lively march in B-flat major, one written by Sergei Prokofiev, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on now on a Thursday afternoon. It continues with music by one Marcel Grandjeanet, a great French harpist, and we'll hear an aria he wrote for both harp and organ, along with the First Symphony by Max Bruch, all in just a little while. It is also our fall campaign, our pledge drive, and we want to say a big thanks to each and every one of you who have pledged your support for classical music, whether this morning or at any point during the drive. A big and heartfelt thank you to all of you who are supporting Kansas Public Radio. We're going to take the afternoon to just focus on the music, but we do want to remind you that the pledge drive is still ongoing, and you're still crucial to everything that we do here on KPR. While we enjoy the music, you can still make a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or calling toll-free at 888-577-5268. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra has a performance for us next. It's a famous piece by Sir Edward Elgar, completed in 1896, his Serenade for Strings in E minor on Kansas Public Radio. The famous Serenade for Strings in E minor, completed by Sir Edward Elgar in 1896. Played for us today by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Where the time is 12:23, the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig is joining us in just a few minutes. And we'll hear the First Symphony by Max Bruch. That's in just about 5 minutes' time on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank JB's Cali Fusion for providing lunch during our membership drive. JB's serving up Mexican and fusion foods at 805 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence. Next, we have some music by one Marcel Grandjeanet, French composer, one born in Paris in 1891. The harp was his instrument, had been playing it since about the age of 8, and admitted to the Paris Conservatory at a very young age. He came over to the United States to lead the harp department at the Juilliard School and was one of the founders of the American Harp Society. What we'll hear is an aria in classic style for harp and organ. Sandra Bitterman, our harpist, and playing organ, Susan Armstrong. On KPR. Aria in classic style from the French harpist and composer Marcel Grandjeanet, performed by harpist Sandra Bitterman, and playing organ Susan Armstrong, here on Kansas Public Radio. Now 12:30, and a half an hour until our next NPR news update, and classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. As part of KPR's annual Live Day, which is coming up on Friday night, October 24th, join us for a free concert with our own Destiny and Mermaiden and friends. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes, live at the Lawrence Public Library, and broadcast on KPR stations. That's on Friday night, October 24th, 7 p.m. The admission's free, but we ask you to RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org if you plan on joining us. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. More information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. And we arrive now at a recording of the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig. Dear music written by composer Max Bruch, shortly after he wrote his Violin Concerto, he dove into the world of symphonies and composed his first symphony, which is a pleasing and inventive work that follows the style of Schumann and Mendelssohn. Symphony No. 1 in E-flat major, played here by the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig, led by Kurt Mazur, on KPR. The Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig, led by conductor Kurt Mazur in Symphony No. 1 in E-flat major, by Max Bruch, here on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. News from NPR and more classical music just ahead.
In Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. With Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits, at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Unforgettable music by Edvard Grieg, Morning, from his Peer Gynt Suite No. 1, with Andrew Davis conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra. Here on Kansas Public Radio, your place for the classics, NPR News, a great deal more. And I'm Jeb Watson, glad to be with you sharing classics on a Thursday afternoon. What we've got for you is cellist Donner Bylsma headlining in a sonata by one Bernard Romberg, not to mention Gustav Holst and the beautiful St. Paul Suite. The Scottish Baroque Ensemble has that for us. Just a little bit into our 1 p.m. hour. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. And the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Garibaldi and Ballet Folklorico del Rio Grande, October 10th, 7:30 p.m. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Of course, support also comes from you. We are in the middle of our fall pledge drive, and even though we're taking the afternoon to just focus on the music, what we're all here for anyway, we do still want to remind you that your support is crucial to everything that we do here on KPR. And as we enjoy the music, we'll still take your pledge in whatever amount you can afford at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling toll-free at 888-577-5268. We welcome next the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels and Alexander Abari leading the orchestra. And from Belgian composer Jan Bloks, we've got a series of Flemish dances next on KPR. Flemish dances from Belgian composer Jan Bloks. We heard Alexander Abari lead the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:23. The Scottish Baroque Ensemble, they'll join us in the second half of the hour, and the unforgettable St. Paul Suite by Gustav Holst for you in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violin Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and live auction, all in support of the Willow, Thursday, October 16th, 6 p.m. in Miscellany's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org and Mammoth, presenting singer-songwriter Noah Reed. On Saturday, October 4th at Liberty Hall, tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank JB's Cali Fusion for providing lunch during our membership drive. JB's serving up Mexican and fusion foods at 805 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence. We, of course, are in the middle of our fall pledge drive. We're taking the afternoon off just to focus on the music. But I do want to remind you that your support is crucial to everything that we do here on Kansas Public Radio. And the station needs your support right now. Make a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or call toll-free at 888-577-5268. And I'd like to quickly say thank you to an anonymous Lawrence donor who a few moments ago did just that. One of the joys about this line of work is you get to hear new composers, and I want to share with you some music from a composer I learned about while working for KPR, and that would be one Bernard Heinrich Romberg, born in 1767, a German cellist and composer, leading cellist in the Munster Court Orchestra. We'll hear a bit of music he wrote for cello, his first sonata in E-flat major, played by Honor Bilsbaum, and at the keyboard Stanley Hoagland on KPR. Cello Sonata No. 1 in E-flat major from German cellist Bernard Romberg, played by cellist Honor Bilsbaum, and at fort piano Stanley Hoagland on Kansas Public Radio. 1:47 now, about 13 minutes to go until our next NPR News update. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Pete Esevedu 90th Birthday Celebration, featuring Pete Esevedu and his orchestra on Saturday, October 4th, 7:30 p.m. Information at follytheater.org. A little time left in this 1 p.m. hour. We will spend it with the Scottish Baroque Ensemble, led by Jonathan Rees, and take in a memorable piece by Gustav Holst, one written for his students at the St. Paul Girls' School in Hammersmith, London, the St. Paul Suite on KPR. The great St. Paul Suite by Gustav Holst, performed by the Scottish Baroque Ensemble, conducted by Jonathan Rees on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2 p.m., NPR News up next. Classical music continues in the next hour with the Guitar Concerto by Heitor Villa-Lobos, Maurice Ravel's Bolero, that and much more still to come. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting singer-songwriter Noah Reed on Saturday, October 4th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com.
This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, led by Robert Stankovsky there. From Czech composer Bedřich Smetana, the overture to a comedic opera of his called The Kiss, here on Kansas Public Radio. Jeff Watson here, good to be with you as always. Classical music continues for a bit longer on a Tuesday afternoon. Before 3 o'clock rolls around, Mikhail Pletnev plays us a Chopin scherzo. And we've got as well the Boston Symphony and Ravel's Bolero, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider with a Y, spiderarkconstructors.com. Of course, support for KPR also comes from you. We're in about the middle of KPR's fall pledge drive, and even though we're taking the afternoon solely to focus on the music that we're all here for, we do want to remind you that you are crucial to everything that we do on KPR, and your support is needed right now. Pledge your support at kansaspublicradio.org or call us toll-free at 1-888-577-5268. Hope to hear from you with a pledge, and as we await your pledge, we continue with the London Symphony Orchestra. From Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, music he wrote for the guitarist Andres Segovia in the 1950s, his Guitar Concerto, handled today by guitarist Narciso Epes on KPR. The Guitar Concerto by Heitor Villa-Lobos of Brazil, played for us by guitarist Narciso Epes with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Garcia Navarro. A minute past 2:30 now. The Boston Symphony Orchestra joining us in just over 10 minutes for Maurice Ravel's Bolero, still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU Research is at ku.edu. And Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Kaw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community. October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at kawvalleyfieldday.com. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank JB's Cali Fusion for providing lunch to during our membership drive. JB's, serving up Mexican and fusion foods at 805 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence. A little Chopin for your afternoon next. Mikhail Pletnev takes the keyboard, playing Scherzo No. 2 in B-flat minor on Kansas Public Radio. Scherzo No. 2 in B-flat minor by Chopin, played on piano by Mikhail Pletnev on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:43, and just about time for All Things Considered from NPR News at 3 p.m. Later on tonight at 7, classical music picks back up, with Classics Live at 7 p.m., and then Tango Thursday with Destiny at 8 o'clock. Tonight you'll hear two tangos, one for orchestra and one for harp. And even more exciting, you'll get the chance to truly rock out to classical music with a violin and bass version of Duke Ellington's Mainly Black. Classical music with Destiny tonight from 8 to 9 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. More information at airefugeeslawrence.org. One more performance for you, and it's one that you may be familiar with. Charles Munch and the Boston Symphony Orchestra and music of Maurice Ravel will hear Bolero on Kansas Public Radio. Concluding on Maurice Ravel's Bolero, performance by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conductor Charles Munch on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is about time for All Things Considered from NPR News at 3 p.m. about all the classical music we've got for this afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me today. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. And a big thanks to those of you who pledged your support for classical music on KPR at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling toll-free at 888-577-5268. You've taken the step that nobody is obligated to take, but it means a big difference for everybody who enjoys classical music, NPR News, and everything that we do at KPR, and everybody who relies on public media. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANVHD 1, Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and of course always online at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from LMH Health's new Cancer Center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.